Mr. Johnson, we don't have enough policemen down here to help you. Why don't you try the National Guard?
What's the problem?
Just a minute, please. It's the manager of the Greenwich Hotel. He says he's got 50 people in the lobby demonstrating.
What for?
For rooms.
That's a worthy cause.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson, let's wait. Everybody in New York is complaining the business is terrible. Now you've got a bicentennial celebration. What more do you want?
Deer arrives at 5:30. The kickoff ceremony begins at 6, and these areas will be roped off for special groups. We got any problems?
All the local merchants are being very cooperative, Barney.
Good.
Including our ladies of the evening. They said they want very much to take part in the ceremony.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I suppose they're part of our heritage, too.
Sure. There were hookers around here 200 years ago. Some of the same ones.
I don't know. I've been driving a hansom cab around New York for 35 years. But this never happened before.
Yeah, Mr. Fuzzo, when did you first notice that your horse was missing?
At 6:30 this morning when I went into his stall. His hay hadn't been slept in.
Harris, run over to Washington Square, give Borough Task Force a hand.
Okay, Barney.
Right, okay. Barney, what do you want to do about the hotel?
Take a couple of uniforms and run over there. And maybe you should call Traveler's Aid, see if they can relocate some of the overflow.
Yeah, okay. You know, maybe I could rent my apartment to about 15 or 16 of them.
You only got one room.
They're used to that in my building.
Oh, hi. The subway was a disaster. Got up to give my seat to a fat old lady, and two men took it.
Chivalry isn't dead. It's obsolete.
Excuse me, Barney. This is Mr. Fuzzo. He drives one of those hansom cabs, you know? And somebody stole his horse.
Mr. Fuzzo, this is Captain Miller.
Oh, how do you do, Captain?
How do you do, Mr. Fuzzo? We've never had a horse theft in this precinct before. It's part of the nostalgia craze.
What am I going to do, Captain? There's thousands of tourists out there waiting to take a ride around the park with Fuzzo.
Do you have any idea who would want to take your horse?
Oh, I don't know. One of the other drivers, a junkie, a teacher.
Sit down, Mr. Fuzzo. We'll get started right away. Detective Wojciechowicz is going to send out an APB on the missing animal. Do you have a description?
Oh, yeah. Brown eyes, brown hair, two white stockings. Stands about 6'3 and weighs about 1,200 pounds. Hey, Barn?
What do you say we don't tell him it's a horse?
I think you better tell them. They may come up with somebody.
Hey, Mr. Fuzzo, don't you worry. We're going to do everything we can.
When Bernice and I were courting, we used to ride a lot in a hansom cab.
I'd rather walk around the park. It's healthier.
Maybe healthier. It's not safer. We'd sit there and hold hands, and I couldn't help thinking, looking at the back end of that horse. Is he trying to tell me
Terribly sorry to hear that, sir. but it's the nature of these celebrations that the pickpockets come out with the patriots. Were you carrying cash or traveler's checks? Oh, shame on you. Don't you pay attention to Carl Malden? I'm sorry to hear that, sir, but you better dig up some more money or you're going to get picked up for vagrancy.
Hello, Wilson. Fish at the 1-2. How are you? Good. Listen, we got a call down here from some wacko who says he's going to blow the point off the Chrysler building. Yes, I agree. It's no great loss. But, but nonetheless, it's probably against the law.
Please. Now, look, this is utterly absurd. You're going to a lot of trouble over absolutely nothing.
I mean, gual is the name, trouble is my game. All we want to know is who did this to you.
Nobody did anything to me.
Mr. Franklin, who was the woman in the room with you?
There was no woman. I was alone. I slipped on an ice cube and I banged my head on the edge of the table. That's all there was to it. I don't know why anybody had to call the police.
Because your next-door neighbors heard furniture breaking, a man and a woman screaming, and a body hitting the floor.
Why do people have to jump to conclusions?
Barney, excuse me, we got a possible assault here. It's Mr. Franklin. He's staying at the Greenwich Hotel.
Yeah.
This morning, his neighbors reported disturbance, right? The police arrive and find Mr. Franklin here almost unconscious on the floor. And furniture, broken furniture all over the place.
Has he been to a hospital yet?
Oh, I don't want to go to the hospital. I'm all right.
The nurse at the hotel patched him up.
It looks a lot worse than it is. Well, maybe a couple of stitches in a few days, you know, when I have time.
Mr. Franklin, why don't you have a seat over there, please, huh? And be careful of the furniture. This belongs to the city. Bonnie, the clerk at the hotel, swears that there was a woman in the room with him.
Well, he was wrong.
Okay, Mr. Franklin. And how do you explain this?
What is that?
That happens to be the heel from a woman's shoe, Mr. Franklin. It was found in your room. Now, the nurse at the hotel swears that this point fits the hole right in your head there.
Oh, that's utterly ridiculous. I slipped on a piece of soap and banged my head on the sink.
I thought you slipped on an ice cube and hit your head on the table.
I slipped on a small thing and I hit my head on a big thing.
How long have you been married, Mr. Franklin?
All my life.
So this is the secret police.
No, this is the 12th precinct. And it's no secret.
You mean you brag about this place?
Hi, Barn. I talked to all the hackies about the missing horse. If they know anything, they ain't giving it up.
Who's this?
I caught him on my way back through the park. He was selling this stuff at a little table.
Got something against the free enterprise system?
Hey, look, you're not supposed to put the American flag on anything but the flag. Stuff, t-shirts, hats. Look here, a beach towel. I mean, people would be putting their wet, sandy bodies all over the American flag. And another thing, turn around.
Whatever turns you on.
Fashionable, perhaps. Disrespectful, yes, but against the law? Oh, come on, it's gotta be against the
Supreme Court says no.
Since when?
About a year ago.
You sure?
Would I lie to you?
Well, I ain't letting him go until I see if he's got some priors.
You hang in there.
I'd have kicked his tail all the way down here if I thought I could have missed the flag.
Where do you come from, Mr. Franklin?
Well, I'm from Debussy, Ohio. I'm the regional sales manager for Abigail Adams Historical Novelties. I'm here for the bicentennial celebration. Oh. Yeah, well, look, this is ours. See? Isn't that nice? Oh. It's Monticello.
Yeah.
It's from our Homes of Great Americans cufflink collection.
Yeah, that's very lovely. I'd like to show you one of our collections. We have here photographs of notorious ladies of the 12th precinct. You will also find these occasionally in the homes of great Americans.
Hey, no, you don't sit down.
Come on, I've been on my feet all day.
Yeah, well, if you want to sit down, you got to take off those pants.
He's right, son. If you desecrate the flag, we got to burn it. Wherever it may be.
Oh, Barney, Mr. Franklin is looking at photographs, but he still insists he was alone. He's a family man.
Well, then, for the sake of all the family men who've gone before him and all those who will follow in his footsteps, we've got to find out who it was who worked him over.
Yeah. Oh, Barney, so far all we got. The clerk says he thinks it was a redhead, but, look, I'm going to book him.
If that's what he wants.
Oh. Barney, that was the commander of the police barn. One of their horses was stolen.
What is this, an epidemic? Fuzzo loses a horse, now we lose a horse. You better check out Fuzzo.
Hey, Barn. Who's Cogan? We gotta do something about Pier 10.
Pier 10?
Yeah, there's a bunch of clowns over there throwing tea into the East River.
What is going on out there today?
Second American Revolution. Right on schedule.
Fish. Yeah, take a run over Pier 10. We got some trouble over on the harbor. This is beautiful. Rioting, fist fights, vandalism. It's a lovely way to celebrate the bicentennial.
Get to be 200 years old, I guess you get a little cranky.
Hey, if I don't get to sit down pretty soon, I'm going to faint.
Yeah, well, you're flying the flag. You stand at attention.
Donald Harris calling you?
Not yet.
What about him?
I'm going down to check on his priors now, Born.
Okay. Anything serious, Fisher?
A group from Long Island. The League of Frightened Voters. They were tossing crates of tea into the river. Interesting smell. Orange pico and garbage.
Now tell the truth. Wouldn't it be worth the price 10 times over to have this lovely and timeless silverware collection in your very own home?
I don't use silverware. I never got the hang of it.
Oh, Captain, my wife called, said you gentlemen wanted to see me. Did you find my horse?
Not yet, Mr. Fuzzo, but I understand that you're back in business.
Oh, well, I got another horse.
Oh?
Yeah, just temporarily.
Where'd you get it?
I borrowed it.
From whom?
You wouldn't know them.
Try me. We know a lot of people.
Oh, well. Well, they're on the other side of town. They got a lot of horses. I mean, one horse more or less. They could get along without it.
So they gave you one.
Well, like I said, I borrowed it.
Do they know it yet?
I think they do now.
Mr. Fuzzo, borrowing without permission is called stealing. And we of the police department frown on activities like that, particularly when the borrowing is being done from the police department.
Going to keep it? I was going to sneak it back in a couple of days. In better shape than I got it. Go downstairs and take a look at him. I shampooed him. I curried his coat. I waxed his hooves. Oh, he was a mess when I picked him up.
From the police box?
Yeah. When you're going to borrow, borrow the best.
Mr. Fuzzo, I'm afraid we're going to have to hold you. Nick?
You're going to turn me in?
I'm a cop. Times like this, we've got to look out for each other. You can understand that. Nick, do me a favor. Call the police barn, tell them we got the horse, and ask them to send somebody over to pick it up. Oh. And We have to hold Mr. Fuzzo.
All right, Miss Gifford, step inside, please.
Oh, my God.
That's him. Hello, creep.
Hey, hey, I never saw this woman before in my whole life.
So, how's the horsey trade?
Oh, listen, not bad. How's tricks?
Pretty good. Till lately.
Barney, this is Miss Tracy Gifford, who made a call to room service last night about 12:30 from Mr. Franklin's room.
Is that true, Miss Gifford?
Yeah, and so far, a root beer and a grilled cheese sandwich is all I got out of this.
The waiter recognized the woman as Miss Gifford, as she is a frequent overnight guest at the hotel. I apprehended Miss Gifford in the hotel bar.
Mr. Franklin, is this the woman who assaulted you?
You bet I am.
You admit it?
You want to know what happened?
Please.
Okay, last night, I'm down walking in the park, like I'm apt to do. I sell these buttons. For the bicentennial. For charity. See? 1776 to 1976. We've only just begun. Anyway, Creep comes up to me and asks me how much for one of my buttons. I tell him the usual price. $60. He asks me if I will deliver it up to his room. So, I go up there with the button. Jumping ahead a little, I'm getting ready to leave and I ask him for my money. For the button. For charity. He says, try and get it. So I took appropriate measures, which he had it coming.
Franklin, is this substantially what happened?
I was alone.
You deserve to be.
Mr. Franklin, if you file a complaint, we can charge Miss Gifford with aggravated assault.
Listen, I could file a few charges of my own, like restraint of trade.
I'm afraid that's a little out of our area.
I don't need you. We got a union now.
Hey, Bond. I got the makes on that funk.
And?
But, you're not gonna believe it. Guy was a Marine.
Wojo, it takes all kinds to make a war.
Hey, you really in the Marines?
Something wrong with that? Man, you're tough to please.
I don't know. See, I was a Marine, too.
Yeah, I remember you. You won the war.
Out of there.
Now, what's the matter?
I just don't want you around here. You're a, source of embarrassment.
So, are your mana here?
Yo.
Shriker at the mounted. I come for my horse.
Your horse is down and back. We got the guy up in front. His name is Fuzzle.
His name is garbage when I get through with him.
What's going on here?
Captain, this is Officer Shriker. He wants his horse.
And the guy that took him.
Hey.
Shriker. I tell you, there was some, you know, special circumstances.
Yeah, well, in another town, in another time, they'd hang him from a tree.
I can understand how you feel.
I mean, you don't fool with a man's horse.
Look, Shriker, Mr. Fuzzo here has a hansom cab, and he needed a horse.
Didn't he know that?
That is, he had a horse, but somebody stole it.
Isn't that always the way, huh?
Mr. Fuzzle took really good care of your horse. Yeah. He really did. Why don't you go down back, take a look at it, just see.
Well, okay.
Man, I'm telling you, they can count me out of the next bicentennial. Washington Park looked like the bottom of a bird cage. Oh, it was very inspiring, Captain. All those flags flying around, you know, people beating up on each other and stuff. I must have made 12 arrests.
I hope you didn't bring them here.
No, I took them down to Manhattan South. I'm on my way back down there now.
The mayor get in and out all right?
Well, he got in okay, but he had a little trouble getting out.
You see, his limousine ran out of gas. He didn't have no money, and wouldn't nobody give him none.
Fuzzo, how much can a man make driving people around the park?
You mean reported income?
Not much, huh?
Oh, you'd like it. I know a lot of guys drive cabs when they get old enough to retire.
How do you know how old I am?
Well, you take a guy's height, then you multiply it by the number of times he goes to the bathroom every day.
It ain't my horse.
Are you sure?
Hey, I know my horse. I mean, don't you think a fellow knows his very own horse?
Wait a minute. Mr. Fuzzo, did you or did you not take that horse from the police barn?
I did, I swear it. Would I lie about something I stole?
Well, he took it. It's Cooley's gelding. I don't ride geldings.
But you want to take the horse, or don't you?
I guess maybe I better. Hey, I gotta admit something. He really knows his horses. I mean, that horse looks a lot happier with you than he ever did with Cooley.
Look, Schreiker. I think anybody would mind if it took a couple of extra days before the horse got back.
I don't know. I could ask Cooley. He's down in Washington Square riding crowd control.
Good, you do that. Mr. Fuzzo, why don't you go with Officer Schreiker?
No, that's okay. It's okay.
Hey, wait a minute. You got Cooley's horse. Cooley's got mine. Cooley uses spurs.
Oh, I hate that. Any guy that uses spurs should be horse-whipped.
Barney, Mr. Franklin still insists he was alone, and the hotel says they'll accept payment for the damages and drop the charges.
Everybody happy?
Yeah.
Let him go home.
Barney, you want to hold Miss Gifford?
For selling buttons?
Oh, she's got a license for that. All right, Mr. Franklin, you're free to go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah? Oh, thank you. I got a plane to catch.
Yeah, do me a favor, huh? Next time you come to New York on a vacation, stay in Philadelphia.
I was alone.
Miss Gifford, you're free to go.
You got a mirror I could use?
Sure, it's right over the sink in the bathroom.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, you're sure getting in the spirit of things with all those buttons, huh?
I'm selling them during the bicentennial.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll take a few. How much for three?
$180.
$180. Hey, Barn, you know what that girl's selling?
Yeah, I know what she's selling.
Seems like a lot of money for something you're going to throw away in a couple of weeks.
Oh, boy. It's been some day, huh?
I'll say.
So, how's everything going with you, Fish?
Oh, pretty good.
And yourself?
You don't have to talk. When two people know each other as long as we do, don't feel obligated to make conversation.
They say we're due for some rain next week.